And Parsha Shoyf Timit says, Tamim Tiyeh Emas Shem Aleikecha, you should trust wholeheartedly in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the question always arises, is what is considered normal hishtadlus, human efforts that we have an obligation to make, and what is considered a lack of bitachon? You have these situations, for example, when it comes to testing people before marriage for carriers of Tay-Sachs disease, which some may feel that test is, isn't it opposite trusting in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, clarifies it and explains that although that the percentage of infants born with this disease is small, and you may apply this pasuk of Tavim Tiyeh Em Hashem Aleikecha, which Rashi means Shalayachra Chasides, right? Don't delve into the future, so don't worry about the future. Just do what you have to do. But in light of the fact that a simple test has been developed for this, and one who does not make use of it is like one who shuts his eyes to what can clearly be seen. And since the birth of such a child, Chas V'Shalom, causes, you know, great anguish, it is prudent for all who are considering marriage to undergo this test. This is Rav Moshe's opinion. And having trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give a person peace of mind and calmness, but it's very important not to use a claim of trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu to excuse laziness or excuse rash behaviors. And it's a very thin line, and that itself needs really tefillah and soul-searching to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help us to find that fine line that's between the maila of bitachon but the chasaron of carelessness and lack of taking responsibility. And sometimes we have to ask a mayra on what to do. Interesting enough, doctors told a certain person that he needed to undergo a certain operation, and the person refused to go and said that he had bitachon. And when it was told to the stipler, his reply was that this person is not a Baal B'tachin, he's just afraid. Now, there are times where you ask a Mehera or a Tzaddik, and he'll tell you, don't do the operation, Hashem's going to help. And they have special Siyat D'Shmaya, Ruach HaKodesh, whatever it is. So that's your shtadlus of asking that Tzaddik what to do. And the same thing applies very much. Rav Avigdor Miller used to speak about it a lot, about by Hanukkah, for example, when if you're in a second story, apartment, and then the windows need to be gated, completely gated and protected, so children shouldn't chalila, from a high place, chalila could fall, And as big as a mitzvah near Hanukkah is, you have to keep that shmira, or crossing by a red light, or abiding by traffic laws and not speeding and all these things. And it also happens also with Bein Adam L'Chaveiro Yinyanim, like in Chosha Mishpat. Like, for example, sometimes an employee may know he has an eschaivas mitzad Chosha Mishpat of being Isaac in a certain erlicha way, and he cuts corners, or he just lacks respect for his employer and saying, I don't work for him, I work for the Rabbanu Shlailam, which sounds beautiful, but again, it requires a lot of shikul hadas to know when yes, when no. It's a real, real major question. And the key is, though, what 100% is true, and less man de public, no one argues on it, is that, and this is the tricky part, is that even as you're doing hishtadlus, you need to really be aware and realize that it's not the hishtadlus that is giving you the parnasa or the hatzlacha. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is giving you the hatzlacha and the bracha of this parnasa. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's giving it to you. It's not that the hishtadlus is what helps you. It's just that the hishtadlus is a tzivoy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's like any other mitzvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling you, money doesn't grow on trees. I need you to do a certain hishtadlus to do what you have to do. And that's normal hishtadlus. And the normal hishtadlus, and again, to go overboard with the hishtadlus is not healthy. But to underdo it because of laziness also is not healthy. So it requires a big shikel hadas. Now, Rapam used to talk about the idea of not accepting a bribe, right? Ki ha-sheichet ya'aver enei chachamim v'yisalav devei tzadikim. And he brings down a couple of stories behind this. Even a sheichat dvarim is aser. In other words, accepting a favor of non-monetary services. So the Gemara brings a couple of examples. Shmuel crossed the bridge, and the man approached him, offered his hand for support to cross the bridge. And Shmuel asked him, do you do business here? And the man says, I have a din Torah, and I would like you to paskin for me and be the judge. Shmuel says, I'm disqualified, I'm pasul. Pasul because this person did him a taiva. Amema was sitting and judging a case. A feather flew on his head. A man came, removed the feather. And Amema also asked him, what's your business here? And he says, I was in Torah. And Amema says, I can't judge in your case because you did me the Torah to remove the feather. Maruk put the same thing. Someone did him a Torah. He disqualified it himself. And many other stories like this. So we see from here, and it's a big pella. These were Ga'inei G'dolei Yisrael. And are you saying that these Chazal, these Heilige Tanoim, Amoraim, were so worried that a little bit of the influence of that will judge them? When they had such strong minds and such a high madrega. But when the Torah says, Ki Hashoichet Ya'aver Enei Chachamim V'Yisalav Tzadikim, they believed what the Torah said and had Amuna, that's the way it is. And they did everything they can to remove themselves from that. And you see from all of this, what had them do this? What had them move away? Because someone showed them Hakaras HaTayv. Someone showed them, did them a Tayv, and they had Hakaras HaTayv. So when they have Hakaras HaTayv to somebody, that already is a limud zchus on them, and they can't judge them. And Shalom Bayis, many of the problems, Rapam used to say, comes from a spouse's lack of gratitude or appreciation of the other spouse. And many daily chores that one performs for the other both ways is unfortunately rarely acknowledged, rarely thanked about. And so many problems would be avoided and so fewer disputes would exist in the world if we would all try to develop this special midah of Hakaras HaTayv. And a deeper appreciation and realization of the need to express Hakaras HaTayv would help many problems in life. Even little children should be taught to say thank you before they receive something. They may not understand what they're saying yet, but sooner or later, as they get older, it becomes second nature to them to say thank you. And by then, when they get older, they'll put the feeling into it too and express it in a real, sentiment of Hakaras HaTayv. And to be Messiah with the first Pasuk, Shaitrim v'shaiftin titin lacha, and Simcha Benim of Peshischa used to say that you should make yourself judges and police, meaning before you go and make judgments about other people, judge yourself first. As the Chazal say, first correct yourself and then correct others. It's very easy to try to find fault in others, and it causes arrogance and you forget about your own faults. And so that's why it's very, very important to be shayft v'shaytrim titin lacha. For you yourself, you have to watch yourself. You have to judge yourself. And again, not excessively harsh, but in an honest way. And to police yourself and watch yourself so you continue to be strong and to do mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim and stay away from things that are wrong. And have a wonderful Shabbos.